Oh,
shut up.
Fuck you, Mo. Hi, this is Ash Hollywood, and you are here with more Ashaholics here in the Julie Land Lair. Mo has already politely introduced himself, even though he put me in the corner, and I couldn't speak until spoken to in his podcast. But no, he's just going to take over. And we are going to talk about, well, a little bit of everything, because it's been almost a year since I've been with Mo on these podcasts. It's been over a year, I think.
Over a year.
I blink and time goes by, or my Christmas eyes get is dried around the corner. Shut with cum. Who knows?
Exactly.
But we're going to talk a little bit about current events and just generally catch up. So thank you for listening to our podcast. I hope you find us as entertaining as we do.
I find myself very entertaining.
Exactly. I feel like I've been talking to myself for hours. So I'm really glad that I have somebody to help me out with this. What do you think of the new iPhone, Mo?
I don't have the new iPhone. I'm sticking with the 5S. I went from the 3GS to the 5S, and I'm feeling good with my choices. I haven't felt one yet, but I'm going to go with the 6 Plus. Just a little too big for me.
Speaking of, you know, size... size queens and iPhone 6. I can't wait till they get to the iPhone 69. I hope it's just like a giant dildo that you have to answer.
Here's the funny thing. My friend, a friend of ours, had a baby girl that day the iPhone was announced, which was like 2 weeks ago, whatever.
Did they name her Siri?
No. I just told him is by the time she's our age, they'll be working on an iPhone 342. They'll be like this, like 20 years later. At some point, they got to stop numbering it.
Well, it'll be iPhone X or something.
No, They'll have to stop adding a number to it. Can it just be the iPhone?
No, well, the big thing that I've heard about it that's the problem is that the aluminum, whatever, bends. And so some people are putting it, in their back pocket. So it was actually bending part of the phone. There was, people posting pictures of their iPhone being bent.
Wait, you're telling me that the iPhone 6, case is made out of aluminum.
Of some sort of.
But
whatever.
I thought that was supposed to be more strongly reinforced, and so is the glass.
But they've just found some people.
That's why it bent and it still works, I guess.
Oh, well, I'm going to be doing some iPhone 6 origami.
You don't need an iPhone 6.
No, I don't
though.
Need it, and I don't want it.
What do you have?
I have an iPhone 5S that sucks fucking balls because my phone broke. It shorted out in a faulty outlet. And so I went through the insurance process to get a new one. They sent me an upgrade, which was the 5S. But joke's on me because I'm part of that battery recall where my phone doesn't connect properly to certain chargers that aren't iPhone 5S issued. And it doesn't really read any accessories at all, and it dies very fast. So
that's not good.
Yay, Apple, for upselling me on all their products. You're so good at this. I need to steal your business model for my pussy.
Yeah, maybe you need...
What model is your pussy right now?
Pussy.
It's a
7.
Hollywood version 7.0. We're and working on 0.1 right
what
now.
Were the improvements from the later earlier versions?
More room.
Plenty more space.
More room. We've painted the walls. Exactly. We've redone the kitchen.
It has a whole new operating system.
Command.
And it's got an incredible GPS. You can. It'll tell you where you are.
And a
compass.
It glows in the dark, too. So you can find it and you'll never lose it.
Oh, and it's also have its own Twitter. it tweets.
You know, my twat actually stopped tweeting. There was an Ash's Pussy Twitter that a fan made and was actually talking for me and promoting for me, too. So I used to joke around that my pussy had a mind of its own because we had this Ash's Pussy Twitter. But apparently somebody stuffed her and she never spoke again because I haven't seen that Twitter active in quite a while.
That's true. Some people are very creative. I actually... got a weird...
I would not know that.
No, with Twitter. I got somebody... There's a girl named Dakota Sky. She's young. She's a sweet kid. And she's not always... She's a sweet kid. Let's go with that.
Can I tell you a funny porn story when you're done telling that story? And I won't name names.
Dakota Sky. So somebody created an account that says... Because she tweets some of the weirdest tweets, and sometimes they come off as not the brightest. Let's go with that. And so somebody created an account called Shit Dakota Says, right? And they followed me, and I just retweeted it. I was on a job, and she FaceTimed me going, what the fuck? Why did you create that account? She goes, it sounds like something you do. And I was like, we don't know each other that well. It's hilarious. I wish I would have thought of it, but
I'm pretty sure I know who made that Twitter, but now I'm afraid to ask.
Somebody close? Somebody you know?
No, I had an acquaintance. I won't call them friend because okay. I don't want Dakota to possibly listen to this someday and be angry at me because I had no part in this. But with her flagrant tweeting, as I will call it, he just couldn't stand her tone and the things that she would say. So he would come back with not so nice things to tweet to her. And he started playing this game of, will Dakota block me? Oh, and he would screenshot me these things that he would say to her and her responses. And for the longest time, she didn't block him. I give her brownie points for her patience because I don't have patience like that. And
maybe she couldn't read him.
Well, finally, finally, she did block him. And he was like, oh, man, the game's over. But I can see him possibly making that Twitter just to continue.
It was a funny thing. She is a sweet girl. She really is a sweet. But you go through and you talk to her, and she's like an innocent little thing that just, she's blonde.
Young, dumb, and full of cum.
Hey, yes. Your hair color does not coincide with intelligence.
And what hair color do you have this week?
Purple.
Hey, speaking of hair, did you see Gwen Stefani's little hairdo? Made me think of you.
She has a new one now, or are you talking about the voice? Blonde and black one?
The blonde with the black little.
On The Voice.
Yeah, I guess.
But yeah, you showed me this.
No, on Saturday she played that show in Central Park.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it.
The Voice is pre-recorded, so it's something new then.
Yeah, no, but I saw, and she had the little black. That made me think.
Aww, I like that. Actually, I've been getting a lot of responses lately where people look at me and go, you look like that one girl off The Voice. And I'm not very up with pop culture or cable TV in general because I haven't paid for cable since, well, my entire life. So
the Nixon administration.
Yeah, I refuse to pay for cable because everything's streamable and there's more affordable programs out there than cable television. And I really don't have time to watch things when they're up to date. But speaking of up to date, what's the big news that happened today? America had one of its first SMO.
Oh my God, I don't even know.
Is this?
We had our first case of the Ebola. Ebola,
I knew that's what it was. I didn't listen to NPR on the way over.
I did not hear that. I haven't looked at the news today, though.
Sadly, I was listening to an episode of More with Mo on the way over here, so I hadn't heard much about this, and Twitter exploded a little bit, but tell me more about how I'm going to die. Are you afraid of
Ebola? I'm not so afraid of any diseases as such because I'm tested every 14 days, and if porn doesn't put Ebola in there for free, I don't know what we're doing here. Next time
you get tested, say, are you guys going to test for Ebola now? Like, while you're at it, can you add that to the list?
I mean, we've added everything else, and now that this one's in America, why not?
And you notice how, like, if there's a breakout in porn industry over AIDS, how everybody goes crazy. Ebola, everybody's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, I love that, you know, an HIV case in porn, whether it's a true case or a false positive, the whole fucking media crawls all over it like crabs. But, you know, Ebola comes here for the first time and everybody's like, oh yeah, cool. Man. By the way, do you know what the symptoms are?
What are they?
You could be having these symptoms any day of the week, let's just say.
And it's like,
okay, go through them one at a time and we'll see if we've had them.
They are very general. Where the fuck did I put them here? Oh my God, I have so many pages.
Coughing, bleeding.
If you ask WebMD, it doesn't matter. You have cancer.
you're going
to
die.
I know. It makes me crazy. I have to check everything.
I coughed 3 times today. You have cancer. I'm sorry.
You're dying. Call a doctor.
Okay. So, nausea and vomiting.
Okay. I drank a little last night and I didn't do that this morning, so I'm good.
Over time, symptoms may become increasingly severe and may include, by the way. So diarrhea may be bloody.
Okay. I'm solid on this one.
Solid. Good. Red eyes. Man, I'm fucked. I better go get checked.
I just look stoned.
I thought it was just from smoking weed.
Exactly.
A raised rash.
No, I'm good. A little diaper rash if, you know.
That's a little chafing.
You know, that happens.
They make creams.
I'm a large man. It happens. But no, I'm good other than that.
Chest pain and cough. Oh,
fuck. No, I haven't had a cough in a while.
Stomach pain?
Every day.
No, I'm good on that.
I'm good on that since I cut out wheat. Severe weight loss? Oh,
I wish.
God.
Oh, are you kidding me? I wish
guys,
I could
I'm
lose
a little
weight.
Worried. People so, like, do you want to go? That I look great, but
instead
I don't work out.
Instead of Weight Watchers, you're going to go to Ebola Watchers?
Ebola Watchers. Yes. I love this. Eat all you want and you never get fat.
There's also bleeding, usually from the eyes, and bruising. People near death may bleed from other orifices such as ears, nose, and rectum. Jesus.
That would not be fun.
That's awful.
And can you imagine just, like blood coming out of your eyes? Like, oh.
That's like a horror movie.
Yeah. I didn't think that was impossible.
I don't like this disease. Now, okay, so here's the question, though.
And it was in Dallas. Why? Of course it would be.
Of course it's Republicans.
Is this swine flu, avian flu? Is this the same thing over and over again that we're that we're scaring the shit out of ourselves over, that really, in the scheme of things, is a blip on the radar?
One of these is going to end up in the zombie apocalypse.
I personally believe that this is just the beginning of all sorts of crazy shit that's going to happen in the decades to come.
Did you know that the cure for AIDS and HIV was patented over 12 years ago?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, are we going conspiracy theories here?
Oh, I believe in all that stuff. That's so true.
Pharmaceutical companies make more off of pills than they do cures.
Exactly.
For sure. Are you afraid of Ebola?
There's been a conspiracy theory that the Americans planted Ebola in Africa just to see how it would work.
I can see that. Medical warfare kind of deal.
Yeah, I just read an article like a week ago about how they're being accused of planting all this stuff and da-da-da-da just to see how it all works.
The interesting part about this disease coming to America for the first time is that nobody's educated on it. They don't know anything about it. We hardly know anything about HIV. If you ask the general public anything about HIV, they have facts and things from the 80s and 90s. They have
Ryan White story.
Yeah, exactly. They have absolutely no idea.
What a reference.
That's
even like more obscure than Magic Johnson.
I'm feeling good about that one.
But no, but my doctor doesn't even know the difference between the flu and the cold. How are they going to know Ebola? I mean, doctors don't know shit about shit.
Well, also, I want to point out my last blog that I just pointed out, or just made a point of on ashgirl.com. I wrote about porn, the stigma. And the CDC recommends that you get tested for HIV and STDs annually, once a year. Unless you're a high-risk person, in which case they do suggest more. But they really do only say, you should test once a year.
I do test once a year.
Well, of course.
But I'm not a high-risk. I'm not a performer.
Well, exactly. But for a lot of people out there, they're going to go, oh, okay, I'm just going to test once a year. But they may have multiple partners through that. And I had somebody specifically say, you know, oh, you're with a porn star. Well, they have STDs, and you should use a condom. And, you know, they're really icky people. And it's actually more risk for you to sleep with your neighbor than it is for you to sleep with a porn star.
I've always said that.
We're tested every 14 days, and it takes 28 days.
I've said that.
Minimum. 28 or 21 days minimum for the HIV virus to show up.
I've said for 20 years, I think porn stars are cleaner to have sex with than any average person. Period. I've always believed that.
And we're
very
bodily conscious. Yeah. You have a porn star girlfriend. She must have a pristine pussy. How does her pussy match up to other pussies?
I don't know. I haven't had another one in quite some time.
you've forgotten?
Yeah. There was the promise of a three-way, and that just never happened. What are you doing later, Ash?
Feeding my cat.
Would you have a three-way with me and Alex?
I would probably girl-girl cuckold you and make you sit in a corner and watch.
Okay, after I came like 30 seconds into the thing anyhow, it's probably what I would do. Anyhow, I'd be like, oh, okay, I'll just sit over here and watch and take pictures. We'll call it a content trade.
Yeah.
No, I have to say is that, you know, I used to get tested more often because I was performing, and I think it was probably the last test was about 6 months ago. And I look at it as is, and this is possibly the absolute wrong way to look at it, but it works for my life and my personal life, is that if it doesn't burn when I pee, I'm feeling okay. And if my girlfriend's tests are coming back clean, I'm feeling okay.
See, I think that's really messed up to use your porn star girlfriend as a buffer. Quite honestly.
I'm just thinking
because I had one of my civilian partners say that as well. Oh, as long as your tests come back clean, I'm good, right? No. Go fucking get your ass tested.
Yeah, I feel like it's almost like saying like, he's, or she is your test.
Kind of, yeah. No, I mean, and again, as a representative, you know, and I'm very
FFC.
FSC, I'm sure I will, you know, people will love to hear this. But no, I mean, I would go get tested more regularly. And if I was actively performing, I would be going in the standard 14
If you met a new girl that wasn't in the business, would you ask her to?
Yes, absolutely. Get tested. Yes.
Okay. Would you, if you met a new guy, you're going on a few dates, you're finally gonna have sex. You use a condom, and or do you say any? Does this topic even come up?
You know, I'm a porn star, but I don't actually fuck on the first date.
I know, I'm not. Fourth date, fifth date, sixth date, whatever it is. I'm just saying, does it come up? You kind of just say like, so he.
No, it really does come up, and people find my forwardness awkward at first because I'm like, hey, look, I'm a professional like sex worker in a sense. I have to get tested every 14 days. I know my status. But when was the last time you were tested? Because you do realize that if I sleep with you now and something happens and something goes wrong, you're actually going to put me out of work for a week to 2 weeks. So I need to know if you really want to do this. Right. And some guys have actually been cool enough to be like, well, I mean, if you feel comfortable with a condom, but honestly, that sounds more serious than I ever thought it was. Right. I kind of just thought you were like down to fuck and I would have to be the one to go get tested the next day. I'm like, nope, here's my test right here, dude. Yeah. So although I am a porn star and people think I'm fucking all the time, I'm actually really choosy about who I hook up with. And I don't hook up with a lot of civilians because there is a risk of me, you know, there's more of a risk of me coming back with something, hooking up with a civilian, than there is somebody within the porn circle.
Oh, exactly.
It's terrifying.
And I'm more concerned about that as well, is that I use condoms in my personal life until I'm in a full-time committed relationship. Now, I definitely am taking a risk. Girlfriend could go off and she could work and then she can catch something and pass it on to me. And I'm willing to take that risk at this point. That's, you know, that's what it is. That it's a part of living this life. But when I go out and start dating, or if I'm just fucking around or so, everything, it's condoms every single time.
Before in your porn career, was it condoms?
Condoms. I used condoms actually with my ex-wife almost through our entire marriage and relationship because birth control pills made her a fucking bitch. Like, I mean, it made her like insane.
Really?
I know what that's like. I have this little mantra where I say, you are the one in control of your own mood all the time. But my hormones are telling me different today. Fuck my hormones. The hormones are like PMSing bullshit.
The hormones are over the corner going, yeah, you can say that all you want, but we're going to do whatever we want.
Exactly.
You know, we were having this discussion the other day, and, you know, people are like, oh, you know, if you could change your sex, would you be a man or would you continue being a woman? And I sat there and I thought about it, and I, you know, women are far more emotionally strong creatures than men want to believe.
But they can't drive our shit.
But, you know, we're very competitive, we are sensitive, but we do and talk annoying. Things out and we deal with things better, and we have a higher pain threshold than men. But quite honestly, I think I would take the awkward boner that I have to hide occasionally over this fucking bleeding every month. I would totally go with the boner rather than the bleeding.
I have a friend who just recently had a baby, and we were having the discussion about whether, you know, it would have been better to have a boy or a girl. They had a girl. And I just put it very bluntly of, well, boys, they do this and they break things and they, you know, all this stuff. I said, no. If you have a boy, you have to worry about one boy. If you have a girl, you have to worry about 100 boys. And you just pray. You pray that your daughter is not hot, because that just 10 times more. God. You hope you get the ugly nerd that goes off to USC and becomes an accounting.
You want a hot daughter who also learns fucking
anal.
MMA.
And learns I would be the guy telling my daughter, okay, honey, don't get knocked up. Put it in your butt. Sorry. It's like, listen, we'll play we're Mormon. We'll pretend we're Mormon.
I'm with him, though. I swore off children already. I don't think I'm going to change my mind on that. But I would weep the day that I had a girl, probably. I would weep. I would weep for those teen years where it's going to be so fucking difficult, and she's going to break my heart, and she's going to be emotional, and she's going to have the same PMSing waves that I did. And, of course, you know, just girls are a lot of stress. We're catty fucking bitches, man. That doesn't mean I wouldn't love my child.
No, but I think, you know, it's like a dog or a pet or cat. you don't really get mad at a bad dog's behavior. You look, it's the owner. It's a dog only behaves badly because the owner. Same thing with parenting. I think kids are only annoying and fucked up and stupid because the fucking parents are.
Well,
fucking,
no, there, but there are a horrible certain, job. There are certain things that nature take over and cause. Listen, you, with guys, you go through once you hit puberty, it's right. all the things. Suddenly, you have teenage kids that smell. You know, I mean, you go through the voice changes, the mood swings. Right. You have all the stuff.
I haven't done any of that yet.
So socks what? Because you've been jerking off, and you know, stepmom looks at it and goes, "Okay." You know, I mean, it's just one of those.
Wait,
things.
Wait, who jerks off with socks?
Well, when you're 14 and don't really have another way to go,
I didn't.
Did you even have socks back then?
No, but I don't remember.
What are kids doing these days?
I don't know, really.
Rainbow
Club. Call in 1-800.
Rainbow clubs.
Rainbow clubs.
Or whatever.
I still want to know the logistics of a circle jerk. Nobody's answered that question for me still.
Well, that's a whole.
Did I ever ask you this question?
That's a whole episode on for Vivid when you get people to call in.
Yeah, but not a lot of people are into circle
jerk. Circle jerk's supposed to be where a bunch of guys stand in a circle and fucking jerk off.
To each other?
But the logistics that I want to know are, if you're the first guy to come, do you politely hand the other guy his hand back and, like, back away?
Oh, wait.
And if you're the last guy to come, does your partner have to stick it out with you and, like, help you? Or did you just do it yourself?
Oh, it was another dude jerking you off? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. I thought it was just everybody just jerking off looking at each other. Oh.
No, it's you get a little helping hand. I'm just interested.
Would you ever do a bukkake scene?
You know, I'm not really into cum as much as people think Ash Hollywood is.
Right.
Of course I have to act like I am. And cum is all well and dandy. I don't really like it on my face.
Where do you want somebody to come?
On their own face. So they know what the fuck it's like.
I can't shoot that far, so.
No, seriously, where do you want a guy to come then?
You know,
in the condom, you know, do you want
him? No, I mean, like, if a guy's going to come and I'm not talking about performance. To see it, then come all over my stomach. You know, okay. Use it as a yardage. A yardage almost. You know, the pubic hair is so many yards. So many yards.
Wait, is that why you have a ruler tattooed on your tummy?
Yeah, exactly. It's glow in the dark also. But I like that because if a guy shoots really far from my pelvic area, I know that I've done a pretty good job and he's had some good buildup. If you can hit me in the face from there, then you deserve a fucking star. But I don't really like the taste of cum because most men don't take care of themselves enough
for
me to like the taste. And I don't really want it on my face because then it usually gets in the hair. And I'm one of those girls that doesn't wash my hair every day. I mean, I condition my hair, but it's unhealthy to shampoo your hair every day. And I just don't want it in my pussy because then there's another cleaning process that I have to go through. And
so you do like it when the guy does that on his own face.
Yeah, I do.
Because you have to clean up anything, have to do anything.
I really think that men should know what it's like to have to deal with this 3 to 4 teaspoons of spooge because the girls always have to deal with it.
Oh, hold on.
I'm sorry. It may be 1 or 2 teaspoons.
Have you been in the shower with the dude after he's come? We dealt with that for a long time. It gets all gummy and gets in your hair and you're trying to get rid of it off your leg and it's a horrible, horrible experience. Know what the fuck's going on. We know what's going on.
My favorite trick for male talent that I don't like when they have to do a cum in the mouth thing is to keep some in there and just bleh, and French kiss them. But I have to really not like you for me to do that.
Name a name.
Snowballing? Have you done snowballing kind of a thing?
Yeah, but for femdom, so it was welcome.
I know some incidences where snowballing.
Mo's getting all uncomfortable over here. He's getting the heebie-jeebies. Well, that's our cue to go now that we've killed all of your boners. It's been lovely having you guys here on Ashaholics on ashgirl.com. Tune in for more podcasts coming up next. Purpose Podcast. Bye, guys.